107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to have Emily Chandler on the line with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Jamie.
Emily, it has been quite a season at Wildwood Conservation Area, and we've got one more big event happening tomorrow. What's happening?
Yeah, so we're having our autumn open house tomorrow from 1 till 4. This event is free. The public is invited to come join us, check out Wildwood, see the Aspens, Ojibwe spirit horses that are returning again. We also have dam tours being offered and then some kids activities throughout the event. So really excited to host this at Wildwood.
And I know lots of folks have been asking about the Aspen Ojibwe horses, whether they would be returning, and they're going to be on hand for Saturday.
Yes, I think this is their third time at Wildwood. And as you can probably tell, I'm excited to see them again because it really is just a really great presentation about their history, and you get right up close and get to meet them. They're very special.
Very special indeed. And let's talk about the Wildwood Dam Tours. This is a very unique opportunity.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Like, how often do you get the chance to go see the inner workings of a dam?
And can you still register for that, or how does it work?
Yes, so we're going to have a sign-up sheet at the information tent at the event. The tour itself is at 2 p.m., and we're asking that children over 10 and adults participate in that. Personally, I think it might be a little claustrophobic for me, so I'll be opting out. But I know that when we offer this to the public, that they just jump at the chance because it is so unique. It's so interesting to see how it works.
Yeah, lots of information there. And you touched on some of the interpretive or the other displays that are happening on Saturday.
Yeah, so in the visitor center, we'll have, throughout the event, we'll have activities for kids. We'll be talking about the different flora and fauna that you can find at Wildwood. And then we have a new story walk along the trail. That's where... you choose a book and you walk along the trail and kind of read each page as you go along.
Oh, how much fun.
They're unveiling that new one tomorrow.
Oh, how much fun is that? Oh, my goodness. It's an autumn open house to celebrate the first day of fall. And that's happening tomorrow at Wildwood Conservation Area. And as Emily mentioned, this is free. So it's free vehicle day pass admission from 12:30 p.m. through till 3:30 p.m. All other fees apply. And you can make just a great day of it at Wildwood Conservation Area. And it's going to be a great day tomorrow, too, Emily.
I know. We've really lucked out with the weather, considering how the summer was. Overall,
oh, for sure.
Someone is looking down on us and just connecting us with good weather.
And it's been a great season at Wildwood Conservation Area with so many folks checking out the facilities. In terms of all the events, looking past back at the summer, what was your favorite event? I'm sure it was the snakes and reptiles, but Emily, what was your favorite?
You know me so well, Jamie. Actually, do you know what? Obviously, the horses are up there, but when I went to see, I think it was Wild Ontario, they had Mowat the owl out for people to see. And there was a woman there who was just so excited to meet this owl and get her photo taken with him. It was, I'm so glad that I got to witness that because, as I said, she was just so excited to get up close to this owl. It's really great.
Oh, that is wonderful. Now, the season is wrapping up mid-October. October 15th, I believe, is the final day for Wildwood Conservation Area for the season. But still a chance to sign up for either PD Day events or for other sort of camps and things.
Yeah, so we'll be having, we have our nature school returning, and we have programming, as you mentioned, for all of the PA days planned. That parents can actually sign their kids up for now. So you can kind of plan that ahead and then know that you have all of your PA days covered.
Perfect. And Emily, just before we let you go, Tree Power, another big success with St. Mary's and Perth South. But do I understand there's still some trees available for Perth South? I think Sue Orr was posting about that.
Yes, she was. So both of the programs, we still have some trees left. Sales have been going well. And, Perth South treepower.ca and St. Mary's treepower.ca, there's still some great species available, and we'll be doing the tree handouts on September 30th and October 14th.
Okay.
Still time to purchase a tree.
You got it. And those trees are just $25. That's just a great price. So again, we'll pass along the details on our social media and with mystraffordnow.com. In the meantime, it's an autumn open house tomorrow. How perfect is this with Wildwood Conservation Area and Upper Thames River Conservation Authority? Emily Chandler with all the details. Emily, thanks so much. It's been great chatting.
Thank you, Jamie.